you, Brian Tebow. They always like to hear me and tease me. Brian Tebow. I'm always getting after him. Brian Tebow, what are you doing? Rocky wants to help me give my speech today. I want to thank everybody here in San Antonio for their prayers for me. I'm blessed to have you pray for me. I know I had been sick for a while with my diabetes and got here in San Antonio and it was a mess, you know. But I am thankful for your prayers. God heard your prayers. All of the kids come up to me and say, Miss Judy, you're here, you know. And so I am so thankful for my kids. I call them my kids because they are my children in the Lord and my teenagers in the Lord. I always say I have a big family because of that and my daughters in the Lord. I call them my daughters, you know. They know who they are, you know. I have so many of them. So I call my daughters my children in the Lord and I do tell them that. But I'm thankful for the church for being a support to me and Brian, even though we were in our 60s and said, oh, I don't know about this. but it's exciting. I can say it's an adventure. It's something I learn every day about something, you know. But it's a blessing being there with Magda and Corey. I want to make sure I mention all the kids. There's Adam, Mia, and there's Samuel and Kaya. What a beautiful family they are. They're a blessing to me and Brian and encouragement. They have so much energy. I'm so grateful for that. But I want to thank the hospitality of the church here, putting us up and feeding us. Wow, the food has been amazing. Wow, it's great. And my church family, I love you and I miss you very much. It is hard for me to see the services in San Antonio. So I tell Brian, just tell me how the service was. I enjoy it, but I can't always watch it because I begin to cry if I see everybody. I do. I think once you get older, you get very sentimental, you know, and those things happen. But yes, I'm grateful. And I also am here because I love the sun in San Antonio. What a blessing to have the sun, you know. I'm always telling Corey, where's the sun? It's out there. It comes out like in the morning and then gradually it goes away. I'm like, I don't see it. We even have it where we have like a terrace and you can see. And I'm always looking, where's the sun? I can't find that sun. And so what it does is, right, Corey, it'll be sunny, then it'll rain. And then after the rain, what happens, Magda? It gets cold. I'm like, but if you're in San Antonio, you have the sun, it rains, and what happens? Humidity. I love it. I love that humidity. It's amazing. I love being here because my brothers and my sisters live here in San Antonio, so I love to be with my sisters and my brothers, and they're a blessing to me. If you don't know, but they are a blessing to me, encouragement to me and Brian. Just for you guys that do not know me, I have four children. I said, and I have my Samuel and my Peyton, my daughter-in-law, and we have a new grandson named Sutton, and we'll be having a new granddaughter soon in September. So we're looking forward to that. And they live in Colorado Springs, so we went to visit them there. Matthew is now married, and his beautiful wife is named Catherine. They're a blessing. They took care of me when I went to Houston because that's when I got sick. And Matthew was very worried for me. And so they're the ones that took me to the emergency, made sure I was okay. And that's how I was able to get leveled out with my diabetes. So my son, I love you, Matthew and Catherine. Elizabeth is in Austin. I love her and I love her very much and she knows that. And I'm so glad that we're here to be able to visit her too. And I had a daughter, Alyssa, and she passed away in 2019. She was disabled. She had Down syndrome and cerebral palsy and she passed away at the age of 25. But the Lord blessed us with her. And for those that knew Alyssa, she was always smiling and she was always happy and she would put her hands out just for you to hold it. And she was always after Dad's glasses, always taking them off. And he always remembered that with her. But that was my daughter, Alyssa. I'm going to do this and I asked Magda to help me. So I'm going to do the very best I can. I'm going to speak some Polish and this is weird, but this is going to be amazing. I'm a going to speak a different language. No. Let's see if you can understand it. So I'm going to greet those. And you, Josh, you said it's 3 a.m. in the morning. Oh, for those that are awake at 3 a.m., I'm going to tell you this in Polish and see if you remember. I would like to greet the people, those in Poland. Dzień dobry, mój bracie i siostry w Gdyni i Gdańsku. Toronto, Austin, Tynia, that's Warsaw. Dziękuję za wasze modlitwy. Kocham was, Judy.
Amen.
So, if I butchered it, Magda, I tried my best, but this is what I told him. I said, good day or good morning. I said, my brothers and sisters in Gdynia and Gdańsk, Torun, Olsztyn, and Warsaw, thank you for praying for me. Well, thank you for praying. I love you, Judy. So that's what I told them, because many of them in Poland were praying for me. And I know in Mexico, I know others were praying. So I want to thank you also. Poland is a beautiful city. It really is. I know I say it's really cold, but Brian got me a really thick down coat. So I have a down coat and it has that big old hat on it. And you have to put tons, for ladies, tons of clothing underneath you. I'm like, Brian, you guys are, that makes me so mad. He says, I already taken my clothes, and I'm like, I'm still taking them off. You take your socks off, all of these, oh, ladies have so much underneath there. And I'm like, Brian, I hate the cold. But I love Poland. It's beautiful. It really is. I've been there for 2 years, and I told Brian, since I've been there for 2 years, I think I'm going to take a little bit extra time here. But we do go from Gdańsk Church to Gdynia Church. So we're still doing that. And I love both churches. They're amazing. The people there love you. And when they tell you they love you, they mean it. I want to say that. They're a very loving and a caring church in Gdańsk and Gdynia. I love them all. My brothers and sisters in Christ there. What a blessing they have been to me and Brian. I know everybody didn't hear about my story, but I did fall and I broke my arm here. And we did not have a car. We didn't have anything, but Magda and Corey, I love them. They're so sweet. They cared about us. They worried for us. There's a brother and a sister there in Gdańsk that had a vehicle. They called Brian and said, we heard about Judy. We're coming we're going to help you. And so they basically helped us, made sure that we were at the hospital. Magda and Corey were at the hospital. Ella and Marcin were at the hospital. These people, they work. You know, me and Brian are there, we're here at the house doing what we're doing, and I have no clue why I slipped, but I slipped and I fell and I landed on my arm and I broke it. And these people from their work come to help me and Brian. What a blessing they did, they were to us. Made sure that I was able to communicate, or Brian to communicate the people in the hospital. We don't know. We're just learning the language. We don't know what to do while you get in those hospitals. I know you were saying you have a ministry in the hospitals. Brian said, because I've been in the hospital so many times, I have a ministry there now. The people know who I am. Oh no, it's that lady again that broke her arm. But I am so blessed to have my brothers and sisters that really do care. Like I said, they came from work to come there and make sure that I was okay. I had an amazing doctor. The nurses were there. I think they were probably thinking, what is this American doing in Poland? When I was going into surgery, I told Magna and Corey, they were pushing me in through there and they were asking me all these questions. They're like, who are you and what are you doing? I said, I'm American. We're from the United States. We're missionaries here. And they're saying, where are you from? Texas. Oh, we love Texas. Texas is amazing. I don't know. They love Texas. I don't know what it is. But I think they know. They think that it's like, what is that? The Texas Ranger? They get that. They see that. And they think that everybody owns a horse and land. yes, but we do loan land. So, but yeah, so I went in and they were asking me questions and then they said, why are you here? You know, and I said, well, we're here to give the gospel and we're missionaries. And one of the doctors said, I was just in San Antonio a month ago and I loved it. So what it was, a doctor was probably learning, I was thinking new treatments at the university hospital because that's a training hospital. So, you know, so that was part of, you know, learning that these people, when they hear you're from Texas, they're like, wow, you're from Texas, you know. So these things, you know, it's a blessing just to know that. And you can even get the gospel because of it. So while I was in the room, me and Brian were trying to communicate with our phone. There's a translator. You could do Polish and English. And we tried to talk to all of these ladies that were in there about the Lord. We tried our best. There was even a lady that, Pavel would love this. Where are you, Pavel? From Lublin. Lublin, Pavel. And that's where your family has the land that Cassidy doesn't want to go to. I'll go over there. I'll go to the land out there. It is amazing. So what she did is she's on her phone talking and she's like, hi. And she tells me, talk to my son. And she's saying this in Polish. So I'm listening to her holding my phone next to her. She says, my son is from London, England, and he would like to talk to you. And I'm like, he doesn't even know who I am. So I get on the phone and he's from London. Hello. And he says, hello. And I said, I love your mother. She's so sweet. And I don't even know her. So she's a sweet lady. I love her, you know. And he says, thank you, I appreciate that. And I said, I hope you're doing well. Yes, I'm doing well. Okay, thank you, bye. You know, I just give it back to her. But you know, the Lord just does that to us in this room. And Brian was laughing at me because when I got ready to leave, they all came in the hallway and they said, it's a Mexican lady, she's getting ready to leave, let's say bye. We did, but you know what? The Lord uses that, right? The Lord uses that, that he knows. I don't know. They know that you're a Christian just by what you speak, right? And that's the Lord's character. I told someone that don't ever follow man's character. Follow Jesus Christ because he's our example. So follow Jesus. He's always going to be your example, you know, and that's who I need to follow. And I don't always, I'm not perfect. I know that. I am not perfect in being that example, but follow Jesus. He's going to be your example. Now I got off my notes because I was going into a story. So let me see. So I am grateful to Magda. We do have ladies Bible studies once a month, and that's a blessing. So when I first went there, I just was sitting there listening to Polish, and I'm like, oh no, I have no clue, Magda. What are they talking about? And then she would stop and talk in English. But then Corey told us about the translator, so then I began to use it. So it translates the Polish to English, and I just look at it, and it's great, but sometimes it doesn't say what it's supposed to be saying. So it'll make up its own stories, and I'm like, I don't think she said she hated the other girl, you know, and so the translator doesn't always tell you the right thing. I don't know, do you remember that, Matthew, do you remember that? Because Matthew was at our house. We have a two-story little apartment building, and Matthew from New York came to visit us. He was so amazing. I love him, I told him. He's like another Matthew to me. So he was there with us, and he stayed with us. So several people have been to our house. So if you come and visit, you can come stay at our house with me and Brian, and hopefully we'll give you the best Polish food. Thank you. Tell him again, Matthew. Yeah, see? We already got 5 stars, right? Put it on Yelp or whatever they say. What is that? I don't know. So he came, and it had been snowing, right, Matt? Really hard the time that he came. So he really had to bundle up. So our snow started building up on our level, the second level where the bedroom is, way up high. And Brian was out there with Matt, and he says, Matt, we really need to shovel off that snow off the side, and there's a walkway under there. So he kept saying, now, Matt, I'm going to look for you, and when you shovel it off, I'm going to tell you it's clear and no one's walking. So Matt got his shovel and really dug down really deep. He's so strong. And then he threw it off. And Brian says, wait, wait. Somebody was walking. the snow and we never saw that person again. So Matt, you got to come again during the cold season so you can clear our deck again. So that was amazing. So I'm glad that he was there. But several people have visited us. One of the ladies that spoke for the ladies for our conference, the couple stayed with us, and they were a blessing. I forgot where were they from, Monica?
Palo Vita.
And their church had got burnt down. And they're not really sure, was it electrical or something? And we're not really sure, but they were such a blessing because, you know, you open your house to people and we never met them before. We don't know who they are, but you know what? We were blessed by them. They were a blessing because you know what? They could speak English. So we didn't struggle with the Polish anymore. So, but they, you know, they were a blessing to us. We've had so many people. We had Josh. Well, you visited, right? But you didn't stay at our house. Well, you and Magda need to come. But Micah came, and Joe and Deb were there, and Caleb and Victoria, and Kaya and Samuel. So we have some people staying there, but I think Joe and Deb left already, so it's clear for somebody else to come in if you need to. But we had Kaya watching our place for a while, so she's learning how it is just to be in the apartment by herself, but it has not ended like that yet. People keep visiting while she's there. But we've been blessed to be able to host people, have hospitality for people to be coming in. So that's been a blessing for us. We do go and pass out tracts out in the area of the Old Town. Is that what it's called, right? The Old Town area. And a lot of them are tourists. So you're going to get a variety of different people. And there are going to be a mixture of people from, French? What did Brian say? From India, from other places, Spain, and some from the United States. But when I pass out the tracts, I know they don't tell you, say, dzień dobry, you know, here, or say it's a gift or whatever. But I always speak in English because sometimes they say, hi, thank you. So I'll just say, this is for you, this is a gift, and then they'll say, thank you. And I said, your English is great. They said, great, I'm glad, it's good. You know, but when you are able to speak English there and Polish and those different languages, sometimes you open up a door, and we've had a lot of open doors because of it. And I'm grateful to the preachers there. I know he was saying that Marcin preaches and Jack preaches and
Chris
preaches. So they've been a blessing. They're very devoted preachers and wanting to get the gospel out to their own people. And that's a blessing to know that they want to do that and bless other people with that. We're still learning our Polish. Brian, I think, does better than me. He does at least 10 hours. I go on the YouTube and do dishes while I'm listening to the... I'll come back and say, okay, dva, you know, I'm learning the numbers still, you know. Going back and forth, shre, I keep doing the three. Did I say it right? Shre, shere, pinch, shesh, sherem, osham, jevienj, jeshinj. I did it! I did 10. Okay, so see, I'm like kindergarten still. Okay, so I'm glad you clapped for me because that's what we do in kindergarten too. Okay. I told them when I got up to speak that I was always, you know, a Sunday school teacher, a VBS director and all that. So I was always telling kids, repeat after me this, you know, so everybody, what was number one? Deva? No, I'm wrong. Yedin, see? I said, yeah, Yedin Deva. So what is one? Deva. Okay, wait a minute. Say it again. Oh, do you do this thing right? Do you do this?
Yes.
Yedin? Deva? Shre? Shere? Bien. That's fine. You guys can come to Poland now.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're encouraging. kidding, I'm Corey. Okay, so I want to tell one story while I was in the hospital because you were talking about your ministry. When the social worker came in to talk to us, she was a pretty lady with this pretty blonde hair and braided and everything, and she had a very strong accent, and I thought, you know, I'm going to ask her, where are you from? And Brian says, oh, that's rude. I said, no, it isn't. So I asked her, where are you from? You know where she was from? Bosnia. Bosnia. She says, me and my husband, when the war started, we fled Bosnia and we came to the United States. And she says, oh, how I miss it. I miss my country. And I think so many people, here we go, I'm going to cry. So many people from Ukraine and other countries that had to flee because of the war. It's devastating because you think of it. My house is here. It's being safe. I don't worry about anyone coming to destroy my house, try to kill me. Doesn't care who you are. They don't care humanity. They don't care about humans. They just go and destroy it because they want your country. They want everything you have. And this woman was saying we had to flee and we took nothing. We are here in this country now. Now she's working at the hospital, but she says, I miss my country. I miss my cafes. I tell her, we started describing the cafes, the coffee places, the places you could walk, the places, right, Steve? The beautiful garden areas you could go walking at. She started describing it, and she says, I miss it. I don't think I'll ever be able to go back because my kids are used to being in the United States. But she says, I still miss it. And I searched in my purse to look for a track. And as I pulled it out, it was all crumpled up. Corey, it was all bent up. And I gave it to her. And she says, no, 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 it's okay. It's okay if it's bent up. I'll take it. And she says, I want it. You know, so we gave it to her. And I said, there's a QR code. There's Facebook. There's everything's on there. And you can look it up. And she says, I will read it. I'll read it. And I told Brian, look, in Houston, they're already giving the gospel. They're Polish. Okay, there we go. Texas needs some people for the people that are here in this country now. But she took it. I don't know if she's saved. I don't know if she knew the Lord, but she wanted it. It didn't matter if it was all crumpled up or anything. She started to say, I'll read it. When I get home, I will read it. So that's where the Lord has put that. I want to go real quick. I know that there's time coming and I need to shorten it, but I want to give my testimony. At the age of 18, I called on the Lord. Amen. I came from a Catholic Hispanic family. In Poland, it is different. I know Brian came from a Polish Catholic family. When you come from a Catholic Hispanic family, it's very strict. You don't leave the Catholic Church because it's part of your culture. That's who you are. If you're Catholic, you're Hispanic, and you stay with that religion. I began to question it at the age of 18, and I said, there has to be something more than this, than just reading a missalette and not knowing. A friend of mine, everybody knows her, Bernie Newman. We were friends since we were little girls. We grew up together. And she, in high school, called my sister Diane and said, I want to invite you to the church. Was it here? It was over there. It was that small building. Was it here? I can't remember. And they said, come to our church and you'll hear something different, you know? So I went in and I sat down at the age of 18 and I listened to this. And you know what? I had no clue what they were saying because those words did not, you know, I never heard the word saved before. I never heard he died for you I've never heard that. So then when I got home, my sister said, Judy, I want to talk to you about the Lord. And you know what? I still didn't understand her. I kept saying, Diane, you're crazy. Don't be talking about that. I don't want to hear it. I came again. I remember somebody coming up to me and saying, are you saved? And I said, I don't know what that means. but I'm going to tell them I am, you know. So I said, yeah. Do we all do that, kind of say, so nobody bothers us after that? So then I went home, and I began to read, and I began to understand what they were telling me. So by myself, I prayed and asked the Lord to save me. And then the next week, I heard a knock at the door, and who was it? Janice and Brent. They came to visit me. And I remember Brent saying, if your house was on fire, and this is for all the firemen out there, this is true, right? If your house is on fire, wouldn't you want somebody to go in and save you? And I said, yes. And he said, that's what God wants to do with you. He wants to take you out of that hell that you'll be going to and taking you out and saving you from that fire. And I said, I want to do that. So we prayed. And as they left, I said, you know what? I'm not sure if I'm saved. So I went in my room again and said, Lord, save me. Amen. Forgive me. And so after that, I didn't question it, Marco. I love Marco. And I didn't question it anymore. And I said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I'm saved. Thank you. And I know that because of that, my whole family got saved. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, my mom and dad came to know the Lord because of that. I want to read the verse that I'm supposed to read that was with me today. And then I want to read some verses that go with it. And then one short story. It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and we're going to be talking about time, because a lot of us are in time, and it's coming to the point where our time will end eventually. So I'm going to read in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, and it's going to go to verse 14. To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love, a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. And I know that these verses will help you too to know. In James 4:14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time. There it is, time. And then vanish away. And, you know, the Lord tells us that the years, the times, it states that in 2 Peter 3:8, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as one day. Wow, what a blessing to know that. And I want to read one more story after this, because it brings my point what this is. This was a camp And I don't know if you've ever heard of this man, this singer, Matthew West. But he went to a camp, and there's a lot of Christian camps in Poland. What a blessing they have for young people. Well, he went to this camp with his daughter. And think of it, daughter and father, daughter and son, us, God our Father and us, as I read this. He goes in with his daughter, and this is what happens. And I want you to remember the three questions that they ask him to remember, for his daughter to remember. And this is him with his daughter. I took my daughter to this camp, and they took the daughters and the fathers into the woods, and we were going to do this exercise. They blindfolded the daughter, and they told the dads, all right, you're going to guide your daughter. You blindfold her and then take her to the woods. And then they said, now you're going to give your daughter three instructions. So remember the three instructions and repeat them as many times as you can. And I was thinking that as scripture. Memorize the scripture. Remember those scriptures, because one day you're going to need them. You're going to have good times. You're going to rejoice in the Lord always. And then you're going to come down. You're going to call upon the Lord. Remember those verses. And it says, three of those verses, he says, they said, repeat those verses, repeat those words over. And we began to walk through the woods. We, as Christians, are going to walk through tribulation, through happiness, through despair, through depression, through lots of things in our Christian life. And God is going to be there. It says, I want you to remember these instructions. He says, he told them, remember to tell your daughter this. I will never leave you. Number two, you can ask me anything. Number three, you should only listen to my voice. Okay? And it says, and he says, make your daughter repeat those. And as you as Christians, remember those three things. Because in the Bible, God tells us in Jeremiah 33:3, where it says to call upon me and I will answer you and I will show you great and mighty things. Amen. And that's, I know that Brother Lindell always said that was the Lord's telephone call, right? You were telling me, yeah. And he says, oh Lord, hear me with my supplications and answer me. So he's calling. And then he says, now make your daughter repeat those three instructions. He says, now it was at first, it was easy to guide her, And you know, as young Christians, when we were saved at the very beginning, we begin to obey God at the very beginning. And we're excited about following God and listening to his word and everything. We're excited. But he said, I began to guide her very easily. And because I could put my hand on her shoulder now. And that's God saying, I'm going to guide you and I'm putting my hand on your shoulder. And as we began to walk, I could talk to her and she could listen to me. And you know, God's word talks to us and we listen to what God guides us, you know. And then he says, and then the counselor did. He says, now this time, the counselor signaled to me, and he told me to remove my hand away from her shoulder. You can't do that anymore. Take your hand off now. And then she didn't know because she's blindfolded. And then he says, then he told me, he signaled again, you can't speak to her anymore. So then his hand is removed. You can't speak anymore to her. And he says, I hope she remembers the three things I told her. You know, we are like sheep that go astray. And in John 10:27, it says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. Amen. And I give to them eternal life. Amen. That they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Amen. And then he said, then I began to ask. Then she could ask me anything if she wanted to. And we started to track down the hike. So they began to go down the hike. And then The counselor said this to her. The counselor said, "Well, how about you follow me, and I'll show you the way to go." The devil is a deceiver. In Genesis 3:1, "Now the serpent was subtle than all the beasts in the field." And in 1 Peter 5:8, it says that Satan is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Remember that. I want my young people to remember that, and anybody here, that he is a deceiver and he's a liar. He's the father of lies. And don't forget that. Then the counselor begins to follow her. And then she goes into a ditch. We end up in a miry ditch, a pit, right? And we're there and we can't get out, right? And we need someone to guide us. We need someone to help us. And it's only the Lord that can do that for us. And in front of us is a tree. The girl is in front of a tree. Remember the verse where it says, "Be still and know that I am God." Amen. So she's standing there and she's waiting. And then all of a sudden, he hears these four words. And I want you to think of him as your father in heaven. And she's standing there blindfolded in front of this tree. And she said, "Dad, are you there?" And he said he started bawling. And he said, "Yeah, I'm here." And he said, "So many times we forget that God is in our life. So many times we forget that he says, 'I'll never leave you.' So many times we don't ask him for help. And so many times we don't listen to his voice. He brought us up out of a horrible pit and took us out of a miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my going."
Amen.
Remember that. Remember those three steps that you won't forget in your life. "I will never leave you. You can ask me anything, and you should only listen to my voice."
Amen. Amen.